Immigration Nation. The United States is a country of immigrants. Of course, Native Americans lived there long before any Europeans, Africans, or Asians immigrated to the continent. However, people have been moving there from around the world ever since Europeans discovered it. Much of the modern American myth has been built around the immigration of poor Europeans who sailed across the Atlantic Ocean to seek a better life. They were processed at Ellis Island, a kind of customs and immigration station outside of New York City, and under the watchful eyes of the Statue of Liberty. At the statue's feet is engraved a poem by Emma Lazarus, beginning with the famous words, "Give me your tired, your poor." America was the land of dreams and opportunity for many people across Europe. One group of immigrants that became an important community in New York City is made up of people of Jewish ancestry. About 9% of the city's population is Jewish. More Jews live in New York than in Israel, compared to the 3.5% of the national population that has Jewish background. New York is certainly an exception. This does not mean that there is a Jewish temple on every block of the city, but it does mean that Jewish culture is present in many corners of New York life. This includes food. New York is famous for bagels, as well as the bagel-like bialy, challah and rye bread, and other Jewish baked goods. It also includes their Yiddish language. On the street, you might hear a frustrated cry of "Oy vey," or complaints about the chutzpah, nerve, of a rude person, someone counting their shekels, money, or laughing at a klutz, clumsy person, tripping over their own feet. Another group of immigrants whose communities still color New York and neighboring New Jersey are the Italians. Italian Americans have a bad reputation as mafiosos, organized crime families, an image cemented by the Francis Ford Coppola Godfather films. However, contrary to the movies, Italian Americans are just like any other community with their own food, music, and traditions. Pizza is popular around the world and throughout the U.S. However, New York pizza is different from Chicago pizza, which is thick and eaten with a knife and fork, and California pizza, which is thin and crispy like a cracker. New York pizzas, or tomato pies, are usually about 14 inches, 35.5 centimeters in diameter, and cut into 10 slices. In the city, it is common to buy a $1 slice on the street, any time of day or night. Italian Americans also have some unique words, like agita. Agita comes from the word agitate, and literally means heartburn, but figuratively refers to annoyance or stress. Few Americans outside of New York and New Jersey may know these words. That is, unless they are paisano, fellow countrymen. The history of diversity in the U.S. is not always a happy tale. Once immigrants become Americans, they often resist any newcomers. This has happened throughout history and continues today with prejudice against Latin American and Muslim immigrants in particular. America also has a shameful history of about 200 years of legal slavery. This forced immigration brought countless black men and women from Africa against their will. It is so foundational to America that some people now argue that the country was not founded in 1776, like most history books say, but in 1619, when the very first black slaves were brought to the continent. While slavery theoretically ended in 1863, with the beginning of the Civil War, the effects of slavery and racist laws and culture that continued for over 100 years after prevented Black Americans as a group from making substantial economic, educational, or cultural gains in society. Furthermore, as slaves were treated as chattel, simple property to be bought and sold, they were ripped from their homes and intentionally split from their families and loved ones. This means that few Black Americans today are able to trace their family histories back to a specific country or culture overseas. Instead, they were forced to create new cultures, language, and traditions in America. While the treatment of Black Americans throughout American history has usually ranged from inexcusable to inhumane, advocates and activists have also long fought to have their great contributions to American life recognized and appreciated on a national scale.